The purpose of this podcast is to convert all of these important and these historic books into audiobooks so that people can listen in, they can tune in, and they can learn for themselves, as well as it's easier for them to then pass on that knowledge and earn some reward for themselves. And so right now, the book that we're reading is called Stories of the Prophets by Imam Ibn Kathir. Let's just continue on. Right now, we're reading the story of Nuh alayhi salam, and this is the third part of that story. So Imam Ibn Kathir says, Noah chose a place outside the city, far from the sea. He collected the wood, the tools, and began to work day and night to build that ark. The people's mockery continued. Oh, Noah, does carpentry appeal to you more now than prophethood? Why are you building an ark so far from the sea? Are you going to drag it to the waters, or is the wind going to carry it for you? And he replied, you will come to know who will be put to shame and suffer. Allah the Almighty narrated, and he was constructing the ship. Whenever the chiefs of his people passed by him, they made a mockery of him. And he said, if you mock at us, so do we mock at you, likewise, for your mocking. And you will know who it is on whom will come a torment that will cover him with disgrace, and on whom will fall a lasting torment. The ship was constructed, and Noah then sat waiting Allah's command. Allah revealed to him that when water would rush forth from the oven at his house, miraculously, that would be the sign of the start of the flood, the sign for Noah to then act. The terrible day arrived, when the oven at Noah's house overflowed. Noah hurried to open the ark and summon the believers. He also took with him a pair, a male and a female, of every type of animal, bird and insect. Seeing him taking these creatures to the ark, the people laughed loudly. Noah must have gone out of his head. What is he going to do with all these animals? I would try to mimic that laugh a little bit too, but let's not. And so Allah Almighty narrated in the Holy Quran. So it was, till then there came our command, and the oven gushed forth, water like fountains from the earth. And we said, embark therein, of each kind, two, male and female, and your family, except him against whom the word has already gone forth, and those who believe, and none believe him, except a few. So it turns out that Noah's wife was not a believer with him, so she did not join him. And neither did one of Noah's sons. He refused to join him, who was secretly a disbeliever, but he had pretended faith in front of Noah. Likewise, most of the people were disbelievers and did not go on board. The scholars hold different opinion on the number of those who were with Noah on the ship. Ibn Abbas states that there were 80 believers, while Qab al-Ahbar held that there were 72. Others claimed that there were 10 believers with Noah. And now water rose. Water rose from the cracks in the earth. There was not a crack from which water did not rise. Rain poured from the sky in quantities, in amounts never seen before on the earth. Water continued pouring from the sky and rising from the cracks. Hour after hour, day after day, the level rose. The sea and the waves invaded the land. The interior of the earth moved in a strange way, and the ocean floors lifted suddenly, flooding the land. The earth was, for the first time in the history of it, completely submerged in water. Allah told the story thus in the Holy Quran. And he, Noah, said, embark therein in the name of Allah will be its moving course and its resting anchorage. Surely my Lord is oft forgiving, most merciful. So the ship sailed with them amidst the waves like mountains. And Noah called out to his son who had separated himself, O my son, embark with us and be not with the disbelievers. The son replied, I will betake myself to a mountain. It will save me from the water. Noah said, this day there is no savior from the decree of Allah except him on whom he has mercy. And then a wave came in between them, and so the son was among the ones that got drowned. And it was said, O earth, swallow up your water, and O sky, withhold your rain. and the water was diminished, made to subside, and the decree of Allah was fulfilled, which was the destruction of those people that raised corruption and then did not believe in Noah. And then the ship rested on Mount Judi, and it was said, "Away with the people who are zalimin, the wrongdoers." And Noah called upon his Lord and said, "O my Lord, verily my son is my family, and certainly your promise is true, and you are the most just of judges." And he said, "O Noah, surely he is not of your family. Verily his work is unrighteous. So ask not of me, of which you have no knowledge. I admonish you, lest you be one of the ignorants." And Noah said, "O my Lord, I seek refuge with you from asking you that of which I have no knowledge. And unless you forgive me and have mercy on me, I would indeed be of the losers." It was said, "O Noah, come down from the ship with peace from us and blessings on you and on the people who were with you and on their offspring. But there will be other people to whom we shall grant their pleasure for a time. But in the end, a painful torment will reach them from us." So Imam Ibn Kathir continues that with the issue of the divine command, calm returned to the earth. The water retreated and the land once again shone. It became dry and there was rays of the sun. The flood had cleansed the earth of the disbelievers and the polytheists and the corrupt. Noah released the birds and the beasts which scattered over the earth. And after some time, the believers disembarked. Noah put his forehead to the ground in prostration. The survivors kindled a fire, and they sat around the fire. Lighting a fire had been prohibited on board so as to not ignite the ship's wood and burn it up. So none of them had actually eaten hot food during the entire period of the flood. Following the disembarkment, there was a day of fasting in thanks to Allah. The Quran draws the curtain on Noah's story. We do not know how his affairs and his people's affairs continued after that. All we know or can ascertain is that on his deathbed, he said the following words to his son, and then Noah passed away. So this is Noah alayhi salam's final words to his son, his advice. When the death of the Messenger of Allah, Noah, approached, he admonished his sons. "Indeed, I would give you far-reaching advice, commanding you to do two things and warning you against doing two things as well. I charge you to believe that there is no God but Allah, and that if the seven heavens and the seven earths were to put together on one side of the scale, and the words, 'There is no God but Allah,' the words, 'La ilaha illallah,' were put on the other, the latter would outweigh the former. And what I warn you against is associating partners with Allah and against pride." Some tradition said that his grave is in the sacred mosque in Mecca, while others have said that he was buried in Balabak, a city in Iraq. So that's basically it for the story of Nuh alayhi salam, for the story of Noah. We have finished the third chapter in the book Stories of the Prophets by Imam Ibn Kathir. So there are some things that I wanted to comment on, and some things that I want to talk about, basically what I learned, what I gained from it. But before that, let's do a little bit of comments here. So in one of the points here, one of the points I would like to make is for us to remember before in this story what we learned and stuff is these people were so blind in their pride, in their corruption, that they actually asked in the end to Noah and to Allah, and they're like, "Oh, if you are truthful, then give us the punishment." And a lot of times people used to do that in the time of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam as well, and the messengers, they had the reply that Allah, that's not up to me, that is up to Allah. When Allah decides that, it'll happen. And over here in this story, imagine the amount of just like vanity you have just to be like, call upon this in front of you. And this is another thing that we have to avoid doing too. Sometimes it's a little bit different, but we go through really hard times and we lose hope. Over here, we learn from the story of Noah that he spent 950 years, generation after generation, and it didn't increase for him. People actually decreased. The believers decreased instead of increasing. But he didn't lose hope. He didn't lose hope the entire time. He wasn't discouraged for himself or from saying the words. It's just that when it got to a point when Allah revealed as well that there's not going to be any more believers, and Noah saw how bad it had gotten, the condition of the people, the condition of the earth, like the corruption, the amount of just barbarianism, I guess, he prayed to Allah that, okay, you know, these people are not going to get any better. It's only going to get worse, and it's only going to get worse for the believers. And so then Allah did send His punishment. He did send His torment. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala warned us in the Holy Quran through many tribes and through many prophets about the punishment that would come. And for Noah, that punishment was a flood. But within that flood, Noah's own family, his own son, refused to join him. And that's something that we learned too. I know that, like, growing up, and I'm not like a parent yet, that I can completely comment on that. You know, everybody's like, oh, when you're a parent, that's when you'll understand. But I really think that it's up to us to really try our best, you know, with kids. And if it doesn't go its way, it's not your own fault. Here, this is a prophet of Allah. Who could be a better father than someone, you know, that's sent as an example for mankind in every part of his life? Imagine that type of good father he would have been. But like, then look at his kid. Not only his kid, his own wife. They didn't believe him. They themselves left him, and they got punishment for it as well. But really, it's not about that. It's the fact that they didn't. And then Allah asked, and then Noah, Nuh alayhi salam, asked Allah that my son or my family or these people, that they're my family. Noah calls out to them, Ya Allah, they're my family. Allah says to Noah, no, they're not your family. You pray for yourself without having knowledge. And that's a little bit ignorant. So a lot of times we sometimes also get stuck on certain prayers where we really think that something is absolutely best for us, but Allah is saying, no, it's not best for you. You don't know what the outcome of that is going to be. I'm protecting you. I'm trying to save you. And so have trust in Him. Have faith in Him. Subhanallah. And that also tells you that the ties of that spiritual bond and the ties to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that is the roots of everything, even the love in for family. And so the day that news, Noah alayhi salam, his ark or his boat or his ship, the day it docked, the day that the flood was over, I heard this was also a Friday, and after that Noah and the people, they offered fasts. So that's something we learn as well, that when something happens to us, when we get saved from something, some sort of a good thing happens to us, we should fast as a thanks to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not just in the Holy Quran in the holy month of Ramadan. And so last thing that I wanted to comment on are those two advices that Noah alayhi salam gave to his sons. And we are all probably in some way related to Nuh alayhi salam as well. At least we're related to Adam alayhi salam. And we really are connected in more parts than what we acknowledge and we think about. Because our mind and our brains are only stuck in the family or the people that are beside us. But really, we're all just one big family. So let's take that advice from our father, Nuh alayhi salam. And this advice he gave is advising to go towards two things and prevent yourself from two things. And I think this is what my takeaway from this is going to, today's session is going to be as well. And the advice is that believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as the only one Allah, the God. That is the essence of your creation, the essence of Islam, the essence of faith, the essence of belief. That believe in that. And second, know that just that belief, saying that there is no God but Allah, La ilaha illallah, La ilaha illallah, La ilaha illallah, believing in that or saying that, if the entire world were to put up on a scale, Nuh alayhi salam says, on one end of the scale you have the entire world and all it contains, all the creatures, all the creations, and in the other scale you have just those words, La ilaha illallah, this would fall heavy. This would be the greater in that scale. So that's something to remember. So those are the two advices and the two things to stay away from. One is associating partners with Allah, so opposite of that, giving power to something else other than Allah and thinking that, oh, you know, this thing might determine the outcome or whatever. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given power to human beings, to things, but the power itself, where it comes from, is Allah. So always remembering that in your head. Everything comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Associating no partners with Him. There is no God but Him. There's no one we believe in but Him. He is the only one worthy of worship. He has no partners. He has no sons. He does not sleep. All of these things are part of that, but that's one of those things that we should take away. And the other is warning against pride. Pride was the downfall of the nation of Noah. Pride of those leaders, right, in his nation, that were like so proud of whatever position or wealth or whatever they had, that they even offered to Noah that, hey, you know, don't, if what these poor people believe in you, if you move them away from you, and if you're like, oh, this faith is not for you, we'll believe you. That's how much pride they had. They had so much pride, they were differentiating faith itself based on their pride instead of the faith actually lowering their pride a little bit. Pride was the downfall of Shaitan, of Iblis. Pride was the downfall of all those people. And pride to this day is the downfall of humanity. When we become so arrogant in whatever it is that... it's not even our blessing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with. And so lastly, he may actually right now be buried in Mecca, in the Kaaba. That's one of the reports. And you'll learn that a lot of other Rasuls, a lot of other messengers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are buried in that sacred land as well. And so that's basically it for today. That's what I gained out of it. That's what I learned. Let me know what you learned. Let me know what you gained. Please comment on this post, or, you know, tell me, or if you don't want to tell me, I don't know, write it out in your own journal or something, share it with people, whatever it is. You should talk about what you gained out of these stories as well, because this is also hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, where it comes from, that hadith that about no warning against knowledge that's not useful. So let's take some use, let's take some teachings from this knowledge, let's try to implement it upon ourselves. So that's basically it. Inshallah, I will see you all tomorrow. No, not tomorrow. On Friday. And on Friday, we will start on the story of Hud alayhi salam. That is it for the story of Nuh alayhi salam. Give me some feedback on how everything is going. I'm still practicing even just my reading skills as well as all these other things. Let me know how you think the formatting is, all that type of stuff. But that's where we will end it. Assalamu alaikum, everyone. Take care.